The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's time for Box. John Fardy is going to recommend a program I've been enjoying over the past couple of weeks. John.
Hello. Department Q on Netflix.
Brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. So we're out of the traps. You're a big fan, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Now, it kind of slow horses vibe about it.
Definitely. And the lead in it is reminiscent of Gary Oldman. We have a man called Carl Mork, played by Matthew Good, who people will know probably from Downton Abbey. He was Lady Mary's love interest. Oh, Cousin Matthew and all that kind of stuff. And he was great in that. It was kind of a, you know, lightweight TV. Not that there was anything wrong with it. This is very serious. He is what they call in the great tradition the defective detective. He's kind of horrible, yet he is brilliant at what he does and just has a gift for it. And it begins with him and his partner getting shot. His partner is basically in a wheelchair afterwards. He nearly dies. Another cop does actually die. And then it fast forwards to him being okay, having been mercilessly shot, his partner being stuck in a wheelchair in a hospital bed and him deciding what he's going to do. He gets called in, and this is all set in Scotland, by the way. It's based
The basis of it is not Scottish at all.
No, it's Danish. A Scandi-Nor in the best sense of the phrase. And apparently, though I haven't seen any of them, they've made six movies in Denmark based on this, which have been widely successful. They've transferred this for the Netflix thing to Scotland, which is kind of no disrespect to the Scottish, but it can often be a grey, rainy place the way you imagine Denmark can be. Mm. So it works really well. So his boss calls him in, and she's been given hat loads of money to set up a department for cold cases. She decides she's going to keep most of the money to get herself new TV screens and stuff. And she's going to give him a department Q, she's going to call it, to look into cold cases. So this is her explaining to him what's going to happen.
My own department.
Congratulations.
Are you joking?
It's been commissioned by the Cabinet Secretary himself.
Really?
Yeah, you'll be reviewing cold cases from all over the country. There's a list here from the Crown Office. You can pick whichever ones you want. And you'd have your own contact there if you'd like.
Contact? Well, so I'm lawyer.
If you'd like.
Who exactly will I be in charge of?
Just you.
A department of just me.
Oh, you have an office, whatever resources you need.
Well, I need a car.
No, we can't just give you a car. This isn't The Price is Right.
You just said I'd be reviewing cases all over the country. What happens if I get one in Inverness? Do you expect me to take a bus?
I'll see what I can do. So, can I tell the Deputy Chief Constable that you're on board?
Where's this office?
Downstairs.
The office is a number downstairs, Moira.
I mean, downstairs.
And when we go downstairs...
It's very grim.
It's very grim.
It is in the bowels of the office. It's dark. There's no natural light. And he's given two kind of, let's just call them misfits. Akram, played by a brilliant actor called Alexei Mandelov, who's from Syria. And we don't quite know what he was doing in Syria, but he was clearly doing something that prepares him for a life as a cop, and a very good cop at that as well. Now, I read some review that said it's a bit like that kind of magical immigrant, this guy who comes in and he's really tough with people and yet very cold. He's a very affecting character in this, though.
I loved him as a character,
yeah,
absolutely.
And then he has this lady called Rose, who's also played by Lee Byrne, who's a bit of a misfit as well.
Everybody has a backstory.
Yeah. And very good backstories. And sometimes they're only hinted at. We don't really know about Akram. And it's not really revealed very much as it goes on.
Now, there are two simultaneous stories.
Yeah.
And we won't say if one or both are resolved by the end of the series. But one story is, why was this guy, Mork, why was he shot? He was wrong place, wrong time, or was there something else going on? And then there is the abduction of a young lawyer.
Yeah, so the abduction of the young lawyer, Merritt Lingard, that name's in my mind because I've just finished watching this and you hear it all the time. That's their first cold case they're going to look at. This young lawyer who had a brother who had been attacked, let's just say that, and she disappears on a ferry. And it really is like the Mary Celeste of disappearances. There's no rhyme or reason for why she's disappeared. What I love about this is that It's slightly slow, and I don't want to put anyone off.
I didn't find it so.
It stays the right side of slow. Yeah. The case builds, but the plot doesn't fall off a cliff. It ramps up and up and up, and it's vertiginous by the time.
And there are red herrings all over the place. False leads and real leads.
But there are no points in this where you get a red herring and you go, oh, come on, I've just wasted 7 episodes of my time. I don't feel build really well. And there is also the case of who shot him, which he's not meant to be involved in, but he does obviously get involved. A third tandem storyline, if you like, is his own life that's falling apart because he's looking after, inexplicably, his ex's son, who's an incredibly moody teenager. I won't describe how he describes him, but he's very moody. In the full bloom of teenage years, let's just say.
And he's his stepson.
Yeah.
The mother of this teenager is an air hostess.
Yeah.
And we learned that fairly early on.
Yeah, exactly. But we're not really sure why he's looking after him. But he's also, Mork, this is Matthew Good, is going to see a therapist because he's been shot and this is approved and state-sponsored, so to speak. And it's the great Kelly MacDonald that people will know from Trainspotting all those years ago and lots of other things. But she really doesn't want him to be there because he doesn't want to be there. Have a little flavour of their therapy sessions.
So then this is just a giant waste of our time.
Well, those are your words, not mine.
The truth is, Carl, a computer could just as easily tell you that after the incident in Leith Park, you're going to have problems interacting with other human beings. And at some point, you might need some help.
I had problems with other human beings long before I was shot.
Yeah. The phrase superiority complex seems to be the overall theme of your personnel file.
Is that a file you barely glanced at, yeah?
I didn't say barely. Are you superior, Carl, to other people?
Well, it's a low bar, isn't it?
Wow.
He reminds me a tiny bit of Cracker, the great, now sadly passed, Robbie Coltrane, in that kind of mode.
But that little exchange there, it's a low bar. The dialogue in this is fantastic.
It's absolutely superb. And I should have mentioned, she's eating her lunch there because she's like, I can't work with you. I'm going to have a sandwich because we're not getting anywhere. The dialogue is brilliant. The plotting is brilliant. The acting is brilliant. It's kind of faultless.
Yeah. Now, it's so good that when I finished watching it last night, I immediately went on to see, will there be a second series?
I would imagine there will be because there's loads of source material from the books. It's kind of, can I say this? It's kind of set up that there's going to be, in a way, I would have thought. So without giving any more away. But it really is brilliant. Someone said to me, you say everything's brilliant in this slot, but that's why we pick them. Exactly. This is brilliant, though.
Now, finally, screen time this week.
Yeah. So listen, Squid Game is back tomorrow for its final season. I'm talking to the creator of it and the lead, Lee Jung-jae, who plays the famous player 456. It was in translation. Have you ever done that, interviewed people in translation and they have a translator there? It was an interesting way to do an interview.
Yeah, and do you then ask your question and then edit the whole thing together?
It'll all be together. It'll sound wonderful, as always, Pat.
John Vardy, presenter of Screen Time, thank you very much. And that's all we have time for. Don't forget our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On Newstalk.